news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Sure is strange to be talking about a basketball program from the state of Alabama here in the month of April, but it's a thing, and Dalton will tell us more about tomorrow's game coming up in sports in just a couple minutes. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We've had a good ride so far if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from the Eastern Shore. For the 1065 split, heading northbound up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delays. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long, 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
All right, rainy weather is still a thing, obviously, for today. A little bit of a break tomorrow, and then more for Sunday. We'll get a full weather discussion with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up at around 6:35. Right now, it's 63. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fifth person has now died due to a horrific crash prompted by a police pursuit turned deadly. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that 81-year-old Joseph L. Andrews of Georgia died Thursday in a Mobile hospital. The Department of Forensic Sciences confirmed those results. On Monday, a Baldwin County deputy tried to pull over a 2019 Chevrolet Malibu going eastbound on I-10 near Loxley. The driver of that car refused to stop, took off, and eventually began traveling east in the westbound lanes of I-10. Now, once the road became the Baldwin Beach Express, that Malibu collided head-on with a 2018 Ford Escape, driven by Joseph Andrews. Joseph Andrews' son, 54-year-old Kevin Andrews of Milton, Florida, was a passenger in that Escape, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Joseph Andrews was then airlifted to Mobile. As for the Malibu, it burst into flames. Inside were 3 bodies. Law enforcement officials have confirmed that a forensic investigation is still underway to establish those identities. This morning, Mobile police need your help to ID and find an accused robber. Tuesday night, surveillance video from the Moffitt Road gas station captures a man looking around the store. He attempts to make a purchase, but when he's not able to, the video shows he just takes those items and leaves. Well, right behind him is a store employee. She actually chased after that suspect, and that's when she says he threatened to shoot her. Now, Mobile police confirmed he did not have a gun. Thankfully, no one was injured. You are encouraged to give police a call if you have information which could assist in this investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Celebrate the beauty and diversity of the Mobile Tensaw Delta during the 11th Annual Woods and Waters Expo, sponsored by the City of Spanish Fort and held at the Five Rivers Delta Center. Discover the Delta with us Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. Have fun while learning through exciting interactive displays, hands-on demonstrations, and one-on-one instruction by experienced outdoorsmen, professionals, educators, and enthusiasts. Mark your calendar, April 27th. For more information, visit deltawoodsandwater.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Fire investigators are trying to find out what caused the fire at the Red Dot Storage on Old Pascagoula Road. It started about 10 last night. The Theodore Fire Department, Irvington Fire, and Mobile Fire Rescue responded. A man who rents a storage unit at the facility tells us he believes people have been living in the units. Three rows of units were damaged, including the main office. In Escambia County, Florida, authorities have made an arrest in an alleged rape case from November. 27-year-old Taremus Boykin faces a list of charges, including sexual assault. The victim says Boykin followed her home from a party, climbed through a window, and raped her. Boykin is in the Escambia County Jail on a $302,000 bond. The Auburn Tigers make their first Final Four appearance in school history tomorrow night in Minneapolis. After narrowly defeating 12th seed New Mexico State in the first round, Auburn defied the odds, defeating basketball blue bloods, including Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky. You can see the game at 5 o'clock tomorrow night at WKRG. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Bruce Pearl addressed the media before the biggest game in Auburn basketball history. The Braves break out the brooms, and the Bay Bears opener for their final season is delayed. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's almost time for the biggest basketball game in Auburn Tigers program history. Tomorrow night, Auburn faces number one seed Virginia in the Final Four in Minneapolis. AU and UVA will be the first game of the night, with tip-off set for 5:09 p.m. and the pregame show beginning at 4:30, and you can hear it all right here on FM Talk 106.5. Yesterday, the coaches for all four teams spoke with the media. After winning the SEC regular season title last year, Auburn struggled through much of this season. A blowout loss to the Kentucky Wildcats on February 23rd launched the Tigers into a 12-game win streak, where they picked up the SEC championship and beat Kansas, Kentucky, and North Carolina en route to their first Final Four ever. Pearl said it's all about the unfinished business from last season.
Our kids had talked about at the end of last season was unfinished business. We had just finished up our third all-time regular season championship in the SEC. We won our first round game, and yet the kids felt like we could do more.
The team Auburn takes on tomorrow night, Virginia, also has some major motivation. Last year, the Cavaliers became the first number one seed in tournament history to lose to a number 16 seed in the first round when they were beaten by the UMBC Terriers. Head coach Tony Bennett said that that loss brought the team together.
That was such a pivotal moment and devastating in so many ways and humbling that I knew we had to be there for each other in ways that we never would have had that not happened.
Auburn is again the underdog, just like Bruce Pearl and the Tigers like it. Virginia currently favored tomorrow night by 5.5 points. In the second game, number 2 seed Michigan State will face number 3 seed Texas Tech. Texas Tech head coach Chris Beard has burst onto the national scene with a lockdown defense. And like Auburn, this is Texas Tech's first Final Four appearance in program history. Yesterday, Beard had a message for coaches that are like him that never thought that they would have a chance to be on this stage.
You know, for that young coach out there like me that sat in the open practices for 22 years and dreamed about being there, you know, don't give up.
Tech is again the underdog tomorrow night, with Michigan State favored to win by 2.5 points. The national championship game will be held in Minneapolis on Monday night at 8 p.m. The Texas Longhorns won the NIT tournament last night with an 81-66 victory at the Madison Square Garden in New York over Lipscomb. Dylan Ossetkowski had 19 points and 11 rebounds to lead the Longhorns to their first NIT title since 1978. The Longhorns' record ends with a 21-16 record after they beat South Dakota State, Xavier, Colorado, and TCU to reach the final. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves finished a series sweep over the Chicago Cubs with a 9-4 win in Atlanta. Braves starting pitcher Max Fried took a perfect game into the sixth inning before he was taken out of the game, and Nick Markakis led a potent Atlanta offense with 5 hits and 5 RBIs. After being swept in their first series in Philadelphia, Braves are now an even 3-3 this season. They begin a 3-game home series against Miami starting tonight at 6:20. In other games, Washington shut out the Mets 4-0. Pittsburgh shut out Cincinnati 2-0. The Yankees beat the Orioles 8-4. The Red Sox continue their slide with a 7-3 loss at Oakland. Texas beat the LA Angels 11-4. Detroit got past Kansas City 5-4. And Cleveland got the win over Toronto 4-1. The Mobile Bay Bears were set to begin their season last night with a home opener against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, but the weather would not allow it. Instead, they'll try to get it started today with a doubleheader at the Hank beginning at 5 p.m. And in the NBA last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 45 points and 13 rebounds, leading Milwaukee past Philadelphia 128-122 in a wild one in Philly. The win clinched home court advantage for the Bucks in the 2019 playoffs. The Golden State Warriors easily beat the LA Lakers 108-90, and Sacramento beat Cleveland 117-104. It's 6:19 here on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify.
I can't believe I'm saying it. It's one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No problems from the 1065 split. If you're traveling downtown near the Bayway and the Causeway, it's still a good ride from the tunnels all the way to Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Loxley. Light traffic so far on the way in this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Welcome aboard. Alec Maiman joins us here. Coming up at around 7:50, we'll find out what's cooking. Before that, we'll get a weekend weather scale from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, plus a bunch of guests coming to join us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll talk more about that. And I got to hear our former Attorney General, former Senator, you go down the list. Go down his list of accolades over the decades. But Jeff Sessions last night speaking down at the hangar there at the USS Alabama. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, you make the call, you go ahead and guess, and then I'll land the plane. Which state leads the TV per capita and leads the nation in TV watching?
Okay, that'll be a good guess. I've got some on mind.
Per capita leading TV watching, I'll tell you that.
Puerto Rico.
It's not a state. Ah. Not yet. 6:22, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you drive a Hyundai or a Kia, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants you to know that they've launched a massive investigation due to fire risks and recalls. This could encompass as many as 3 million vehicles, and that includes vehicles manufactured in Montgomery. The investigation was prompted after a petition last year from the Center for Auto Safety, which claims that there have been more than 100 consumer complaints of non-collision fires with these vehicles and 200 complaints of melted wires in the engine bay with smoke and burning odors. According to the Wall Street Journal, the investigation is focusing on the 2011 through 2014 Hyundai Sonata and Santa Fe, and the 2011 to 2014 Kia Optima and Sorento. This after more than 3,000 complaints were received in connection with fires. Reuters is reporting that Hyundai and Kia together have recalled more than 2.3 million vehicles since 2015 to address various engine fire risks. This latest investigation's focus on engine components and may also include additional vehicle systems or components as well. Hyundai released a statement saying that they are having, quote, frequent, open, and transparent dialogue regarding non-collision engine fires. What's in a name, you ask? Everything when you're looking ahead to the upcoming hurricane season. The list of names for the 2019 Atlantic hurricane season have been released. So the question is who determines these names? The United Nations World Meteorological Organization, the NHC, then uses six lists in rotation, and they're recycled every 6 years. So this means that this year's list will be up and running once again in 2025. Interesting to note, the original name list featured only women's names, but in 1979, men's names were introduced, and now the names alternate. Here are a few of the names that made the list. Dorian, Chantel, Pablo, Tanya, Van, Wendy's, and how about Karen? So two names that will not be on any more hurricane lists are Florence and Michael. They've been replaced with Francine and Milton on the 2024 list. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration typically retires hurricane names when a storm is particularly destructive or deadly. Hurricane season in the Atlantic begins June 1st. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 6:25, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you here. And speaking of the hurricane name list for this year. We got our tropical weather expert in-house, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll talk about that with him coming up in just a couple minutes. Plus, a look forward, looking forward in the fact that literally looking forward to the weekend, not looking forward to the weekend.
No.
It looks like rain's a big deal over the weekend. So we'll talk about that with him coming up in just a little bit. And did you make your guess? The state that leads the nation in TV watching per capita.
The state that leads the TV nation. I'm going to go with Florida. Lots of retirees down there.
Okay, so your guess would be that by average, Floridians watch more hours of TV or more minutes than any other state.
Yeah, specifically daytime TV. Oh, wow.
Study by Verizon says that West Virginia, West Virginians, mountain mamas, watch more television than any other people in the United States. Report came out Wednesday, used data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. It found that, I guess you get the BLS stats that show that that these people are like so busy not working.
Mm-hmm. You know, high unemployment, I guess.
Yeah, very high in West Virginia. Found that people in West Virginia averaged about 4.5 hours in front of the tube per day. Now, you'll say, well, that's child's play. Well, that's averaged between all the people there. Study also used Google Trends data to determine that the state's TV genre of choice is...
soap operas.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's like I'm reading through a stereotype of somebody in West Virginia
who's Mountain Dew commercials.
watching commercials for opiates, Mountain Dew, and watching soap operas, right? Second place?
Second place, I mean, it's got to be near... How about Kentucky?
You know, I thought the same thing when I first, but it's not. It's Delaware. Well, people, Delaware. Who knew? I don't know if I know anybody from Delaware. Mm-mm. Do you know anybody from Delaware?
No, just the Blue Hens, the University of Delaware.
Right. So Delaware second with 47 minutes of TV time per day. So let me point out. 3 hours and 47 minutes of TV time per day. So it's 4 hours plus in West Virginia, 3:47 in Delaware.
Hmm.
So there you go. That's leading the country. Watching TV. Here's the thing, and it says the state that is last here, the fewest minutes of TV watched.
Colorado.
Okay. Neighboring state.
New Mexico.
No. Utah.
Utah.
But yeah, it would be like, you would think somewhere like that, and I mean, I can't blame them. I mean, there's so much to do outside, although West Virginia is a beautiful state outside. Mm-hmm. You can get out and do things, but... Yeah, the last of the nation, people in Utah, but number one, West Virginia, watching the tube. All right, 6:28, we'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The search resumes today for a missing boater in the Mobile River. Authorities say Robert Ellison, his girlfriend Tasha Wood, and their dog were on a boat when they hit something in the river early Thursday morning. The impact caused all three to go overboard near the Berry steam plant. Tasha Wood and the dog made it to shore safely. Ellison did not. A suspect has been identified in connection with the shooting that left a 50-year-old man critically injured. That crime happened Saturday on Pine Hill Drive in Mobile. Police are looking for 38-year-old Chico Peoples this morning. They say he and the victim were fighting before the shooting happened. Day two of testimony in the rape trial of Corey Hill in Pensacola. The victim took the stand Thursday. Hill recorded the two having sex on his phone. According to the testimony, the victim denied it was consensual. Hill's attorney says the video proves it was.
Do you recall your response is, yes, give it to me?
No.
The victim says she was bar hopping in December. She can be seen drinking, stumbling, and eventually laying on the sidewalk. Surveillance video later shows Hill carrying the unconscious victim to his car. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
President Trump heads to the California border with Mexico today. He'll be looking at a segment of border wall. His Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, is already at the border where she's been sounding the alarm over the increase of migrants crossing over from Mexico.
Unfortunately, we have huge backups to process folks into the country. So this is before we ever talk about what happens after. Just to give them that initial medical triage to do the intake, we have a huge backup. So we're out of space even there.
Former Vice President Joe Biden to speak to a union meeting in Washington today. His first public appearance since a number of women have said he has been too physically affectionate with them in the past. A judge in New Zealand wants a man accused of killing 50 people at two mosques to undergo two mental health tests to determine if he's fit to enter pleas in the case. And the British Prime Minister Theresa May this morning asked the European Union to extend the deadline for the country to leave the EU to June 30th. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Justice Department says three pharmaceutical companies, Jazz Pharmaceuticals, Lundbeck, and Alexion Pharmaceuticals, have agreed to pay a total of $122.6 million to resolve allegations they paid drug copays for their pharmaceuticals through copay assistance foundations. Authorities say the three violated the False Claims Act, which prohibits a drug company from offering or paying, directly or indirectly, any remuneration to purchase its drugs. Beyonce has announced a new collaboration, a creative partnership with Adidas. The pop star says she'll develop new footwear and apparel for the brand. She's also planning to relaunch her activewear clothing line, Ivy Park, with Adidas. The world's biggest smartphone and memory chip maker, Samsung Electronics, warned today of a more than 60% plunge in quarterly operating profits in the face of weakening markets. Samsung expects sales to drop 14% with chip prices falling as global supply increases and demand weakens. That's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling from the 1065 split out towards Rangeline, Hallsville, and Highway 90 through Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Again, across the Bayway and the Causeway, light traffic up towards Saraland, no delays. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, add that into the traffic report. Wet streets out there, as they have been since yesterday. More on that with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
And so you said, get ready. We're gonna get rid of that dry pattern we have. And man, did we. It's been yesterday some pretty heavy rain in our area.
Yeah, we finished with 1.43 inches of rain yesterday, which is almost the total we had for the entire month of March. And we had it yesterday. And we're going to add a bit today and over the next few days, because we're not really going to see any kind of dry weather until we get the middle of next week. Right at the moment, we've got a warm front along the coast, and that's where most of the rain is at the moment. Some heavy thunderstorms that are moving mainly from west to east right along the coast, and some activity is occurring inland, but again, most of it near the shore. And that warm front is going to be moving north and on up through Mississippi and Alabama today. So look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures today in the upper 70s for this afternoon. Now, tonight, as that front moves well inland, the rainfall activity will taper tonight. A few showers are possible, low in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy. A warm day tomorrow, up around 80 degrees, which means we will have a little bit of sunshine. And also, a few showers and thunderstorms could develop, especially during the afternoon hours. Sunday, it's a different story, because another frontal system will be headed our way, a cold front, be moving across Mississippi and Alabama Sunday and Monday. So Sunday, we'll see an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms for Sunday night and Monday. Monday temperatures in the mid-70s. Finally, on Tuesday, that front moves through, becomes mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, and lower humidity with temperatures still on the warm side in the upper 70s, and then it looks good for Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So we do have to contend with the showers and thunderstorms. There is the possibility today that a couple of those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. A little better chance that we could see some severe weather as we get into Sunday, Sunday night, and early on Monday.
All right, looking through the weekend then, and you've got these chances of rain, is there any window you see if you had to get outside and do something? Is it tomorrow during the day or Sunday early or when?
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be the best day to do that. Certainly, I think during the morning hours and for many areas, you may be able to do some work outside, because it will be some scattered showers, so hit or miss type of thing. Sunday, though, we'll expect widespread shower and thunderstorm activity, and that could even start in the morning hours on Sunday.
All right. Also got to ask you about what comes up here in a month and change with June 1st and the start of the Atlantic Basin hurricane season. The names are out, Dr. Bill. A lot of hubbub about the 2019 hurricane names.
Yeah, starting with Andrea and then Barry, Chantal, Dorian, Aaron. Those are the first five storms for this coming year.
Aaron, didn't we? I'm thinking the ones that stand out to me. Didn't we have an Aaron of significance at one point?
Back in the 1980s, yeah, definitely.
But not big enough to get retired, I guess.
No, not enough to retire the name. There are two names that have been retired as of last year, and that, of course, was Michael and Florence on the East Coast. So we had two storms that those names have been retired, at least for a long, long period of time.
Yeah, people can check out the hurricane names and more hurricane information in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. But tell us about, like, you just talking about those two retirees. I guess they started at some point with a master list of names, and then we start replacing, or how does that work?
Yeah, it first started with the names back in the early 1950s, and for two or three years, they used more of communication-type names, Abel, Baker, Charlie, and so on.
Oh, wow.
And then it was decided about around 1953 that since the storms were just unpredictable and you didn't know which way they're going to go, that they'd start out with female names. And so that began in the early 1950s. And we had we had female names all the way through the 60s, and then in the 1970s, we started to use alternate with male and female names, and now we alternate with Spanish and English and so on. So we have it takes a computer now to figure it all out. It's done by the World Meteorological Organization that comes up with the lists and maintains these lists.
Subjective or objective when a storm name is retired? Is there a certain parameter you go, okay, therefore that one will be retired, or is it just kind of a consensus?
Well, there are some parameters. I don't know exactly what they are, but it's generally a very destructive storm or a very, very powerful storm. But it seems that the destruction part of it is a big factor. And for example, one was Camille, his name was retired, and not only was that intense, but of course very, very destructive, and also of course Katrina.
So you could have but to play this out, you could have a pretty very strong storm that didn't impact a populated area, or it was way reduced by the time it made landfall, and that name may not be retired.
Yeah, no, you look at the case of Michael, it hit in an area of the Florida coast there that is not heavily populated, around Mexico Beach, but it was one of the most powerful to ever hit the U.S. mainland, and so that's the big factor there. And in the case of Hurricane Michael, a small storm, but a very powerful storm.
All right, and I always appreciate the education and remind folks, too, if they... No, I do. I really do. And if people get a chance to pick up the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, tell them where to get a copy.
Yeah, there's a couple of locations here in Mobile where you will find copies, and that is West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, particularly in Fairhope, at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, and also Autocraft Collision Centers, and there's one right there. In Fairhope.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next hour for the weekend weather scale.
I'm working on it.
There we go. Staff meteorologist and educator extraordinaire, Dr. Bill Williams. 641 FM Talk 106.5. And what if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle your security, your cloud, your internet, and more? Well, introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. We'll check headlines with Kelly next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
643 FM Talk 106.5 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As you get set to hit the friendly skies and take off from Mobile, Pensacola, and soon Brooklyn, know this. You may soon be able to navigate through those TSA security lines even faster. The Transportation Security Administration is deploying 300 new 3D security scanners at airports nationwide. These are similar to CAT scans at your doctor's office. Back in 2017, airports in Phoenix and Boston participated as test sites for the technology. Then 12 more airports were added, which includes the nation's busiest Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. So TSA will be able to examine an image digitally, which means you won't have to take out that laptop from your bag nor get rid of liquids. Installation of the new systems that starts this summer. It's expected to be completed by 2020. A TSA spokesperson says, quote, these state-of-the-art 3D scanners will enable our screening officers to detect explosives and other threats to commercial aviation with unprecedented precision. If you drive through different cities and states and rely on your GPS, make sure you have a backup plan this weekend. GPS is Global Positioning Satellite. That network this weekend is going to reset. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security, who says the first date set for GPS was January 6, 1980. The first reset that took place August 21st, 1999. So GPS uses a week counter to calculate the appropriate date. The week counter uses 10 bits and needs to be reset every 1,024 weeks, which is roughly every 20 years. So on April 6th, this first Saturday in April, the GPS counter will reset to zero. But thanks to modern technology, the week number counter will be increased to 13 bits, which means the next reset, that won't happen for another 157 years. So if you have a newer GPS, you most likely will not be impacted. But if your GPS is 10 years old or older, you could experience momentary glitches and problems with your navigation as that satellite system resets itself. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's White Sands RV Anniversary Sale April 8th through the 13th. Lowest pricing of the season, like $12,000 savings on the new FSX toy haulers. Lunch and door prices daily. Manufacturer reps on site. Join us on Highway 59 South in Summerdale or online, whitesandsrv.com.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. The Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the lights dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and The Platters in concert. Live.
So, darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater.
On a roof.
Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Fire investigators are trying to find out what caused the fire at the Red Dot Storage on Old Pascagoula Road. It started about 10 last night. The Theodore Fire Department, Irvington Fire, and Mobile Fire Rescue responded. A man who rents a storage unit at the facility tells us he believes people have been living in the units. Three rows of units were damaged, including the main office. In Escambia County, Florida, authorities have made an arrest in an alleged rape case from November. 27-year-old Taremus Boykin faces a list of charges, including sexual assault. The victim says Boykin and followed her home from a party, climbed through a window, and raped her. Boykin is in the Escambia County Jail on a $302,000 bond. The Auburn Tigers make their first Final Four appearance in school history tomorrow night in Minneapolis. After narrowly defeating 12th seed New Mexico State in the first round, Auburn defied the odds, defeating basketball blue bloods, including Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky. You can see the game at 5 o'clock tomorrow night at WKRG. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Bruce Pearl addressed the media before the biggest game in Auburn basketball history. The Braves break out the brooms, and the Bay Bears opener for their final season is delayed until tonight. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It's almost time for the biggest basketball game in Auburn Tigers program history. Tomorrow night, Auburn faces number one seed Virginia in the Final Four in Minneapolis. AU and UVA will be the first game of the night, with tip-off set for 5:09 p.m. and the pregame show beginning at 4:30. Of course, you can hear all of it right here on FM Talk 106.5. Yesterday, the coaches for all four teams spoke to the media. After winning the SEC regular season title last year, Auburn struggled through much of this season. A blowout loss to the Kentucky Wildcats on February 23rd launched the Tigers into a 12-game win streak, where they picked up the SEC championship and beat Kansas, Kentucky, and North Carolina en route to their first Final Four ever. Bruce Pearl said that it's all about the unfinished business from last season.
Our kids had talked about at the end of last season was unfinished business. We had just finished up our third all-time regular season championship in the SEC. We won our first round game, and yet the kids felt like we could do more.
The team that Auburn takes on tomorrow night, Virginia, also has some major motivation. Last year, the Cavaliers became the first number one seed in tournament history to lose to a number 16 seed in the first round when they were beaten by the UMBC Terriers. Head coach Tony Bennett said that that loss brought the team together.
That was such a pivotal moment and devastating in so many ways and humbling that I knew we had to be there for each other in ways that we never would have had that not happened.
Virginia is currently favored tomorrow night by 5.5 points, but as we know now, that's right where Auburn wants them. In the second game, number 2 seed Michigan State will face number 3 seed Texas Tech. Texas Tech head coach Chris Beard has burst onto the national scene with a lockdown defense. Like Auburn, this is Texas Tech's first Final Four appearance in program history. Yesterday, Beard had a message for coaches that are like him that never thought they'd have a chance to be on this stage.
You know, for that young coach out there like me that sat in the open practice for 22 years and dreamed about being there, you know, don't give up.
Tech is again the underdog tomorrow night, with Michigan State favored to win by 2.5 points. The national championship game will be held in Minneapolis. That'll go down on Monday night at 8 o'clock. The Texas Longhorns won the NIT tournament last night with an 81-66 victory over Lipscomb University at the Madison Square Garden in New York. Dylan Ossetkowski had 19 points and 11 rebounds to lead the Longhorns to their first NIT title since 1978. The Longhorns' record ends with a 21-16 record after beating South Dakota State, Xavier, Colorado, and TCU to reach the final. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves finished a series sweep over the Chicago Cubs with a 9-4 win in Atlanta. Braves starting pitcher Max Fried took a perfect game into the sixth inning before he was taken out of the game, and Nick Markakis led a potent Atlanta offense with 5 hits and 5 RBIs. After being swept in their first series in Philadelphia, the Braves are now an even 3-3 this season. They begin a 3-game home series against Miami starting tonight at 6:20. In other games, Washington shut out the Mets 4-0. Pittsburgh shut out Cincinnati 2-0. The Yankees beat the Orioles 8-4. The Red Sox continued their slide with a 7-3 loss at Oakland. Texas beat the LA Angels 11-4. Detroit got past Kansas City 5-4. And Cleveland got the win over Toronto 4-1. The Mobile Bay Bears were set to begin their season last night with a home opener against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, but the weather would not allow it. Instead, they'll try to get it started today with a doubleheader at the Hank. That's set to begin at 5 p.m. And in the NBA last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 45 points and 13 rebounds, leading Milwaukee past Philadelphia 128-122. The win clinched home court advantage for the Bucks in the 2019 playoffs. The Golden State Warriors easily beat the LA Lakers 108-90, and Sacramento beat Cleveland 117-104. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No major backups or delays. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Watch your speed again if you're traveling towards Balbus, as State Troopers have been pretty thick there. Beyond that, a good start on the way in this morning. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED. And you can see them online at PittsAndSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 70s.
Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 1065.
All right, 655, FM Talk 1065. Mobile mornings on this Friday. Glad you're here. Time to check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It took less than 30 minutes, but Mobile Fire Rescue, they were able to get a vessel fire under control at the Mississippi Lime Company on the Cochrane Causeway. Now, smoke plumes could be seen for miles after a 25-foot boat located in a dry dock caught fire. That fire has been ruled as accidental. Now, according to investigators, the boat was being salvaged for scrap parts when that fire started. No word yet as to how many damages were caused. Good news is no one was injured, but what we do know is this investigation does continue at this hour. Spring is most certainly in the air, and when you add music in your lunch plans, you hit the right note. As a Mobile favorite, the Brown Bag Concert Series, those are back on the square, Bienville Square that is, since 1985. You've been encouraged to bring your lunch, and they bring the music as part of the public concert series every Wednesday. And this year, both sides of the bay get to enjoy amazing live artists free of charge. So for spring 2019, Cat's Brown Bag Concerts presents a 9-week run of shows on each side of the bay. On Wednesdays, the series presents shows from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in Bienville Square. If you don't live or work on the Mobile side, well, let's head across the bay because Thursdays from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., those shows take place in Daphne at the Mayday Park. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 656, FM Talk 106.5. And Mobile mornings on this Friday. Coming up, Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale. We'll get into that. Also, Sunday, if you're planning, you should be. Mm-hmm. National Beer Day.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, the actual date isn't random. On April 7th, 1933, FDR took the first major step towards ending prohibition and signed a law that would allow people to brew and distribute beer in the United States. Of course, that law took traction in the state of Alabama about 3 years ago. But it got there eventually. Hey, speaking of National Beer Day, check them out tonight at Cottage Hill Package because local brewery joining with local distributing location of Cottage Hill Package. Serta's Brewing is going to be out tonight starting at 6 at Cottage Hill Package for another great event. You're tasting the beer, enjoying it. Goes from 6 to 8. It's free. Corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at cottagehillpackage.com. We'll be coming right back.